What's going on, everybody? What's happening, man? It's time it's time for another edition of Yeah, I Said It. I'm Jesse Shadoos.
And I'm all Tosh.
This motherfucker right here next to me, we're going to kick this off and do a little podcast action. What's going on, motherfucker?
Not a whole lot, buddy. Just, it's my weekend.
Yeah.
Stoked. Enjoying the hell out of that right now.
Yeah. Fucking A, man. Yeah. Dude. Some world record breaking stuff today, huh, buddy?
I'll say.
Yeah, well, that guy Felix, oh shit, what was it? Felix Baumgartner, that's what it was. What a name, man. The guy that fucking bombed out of the sky from 108,000 feet, his name was Baumgartner. What a guy. That dude has got balls of steel, my friend.
Yeah, apparently he reached speeds of over 800 miles per hour.
Yeah.
In his fall, which was, how long was his fall?
14 minutes or something like that.
14 minutes.
Yeah, man. This guy fucking kicked it. Ooh. He was in a capsule that was in the stratosphere by a balloon. This guy could literally see the curvature of the Earth when he jumped from this capsule.
Yeah, the angle they had while he was still up in the capsule was just unreal.
It was amazing, man. They said he went Mach 1.2, and when he broke the sound barrier in the video, you could see this little puff of white cloud come from around him, just like a jet. And
it was pretty nasty.
It was pretty sick. I got a little bit of half a chub watching
it's
that.
Just, it's kind of hard to watch that and like think to yourself, that's a person,
right?
That is a person.
I know, man. It's like when they showed him falling, and I was just like, dude, I mean, what does that got to feel like? That's got to be intense. And he said the fear is good for him because the fear keeps him, you know, thinking at his highest level, you know, that he doesn't want to die.
Yeah.
And it was awesome, man. It was like being back in the early days of space exploration when we were testing the limits, and now this guy does it from an even higher height. And like, he comes through okay, and now NASA wants to use the information from falls like that to better predict, you know, how we could re-enter the atmosphere. Because think about it, man. They've got that suit that they've been working on that'll allow you to re-enter if you get stuck in space.
Really?
Yeah, you haven't seen it? They showed a picture of it in Popular Science. It's a big red suit, and it kind of looks like some seriously futuristic, like, honestly, like, it looks like something out of Star Wars.
Nice.
It's an emergency re-entry suit, yeah. It's pretty sick. So I'm sure they're very interested in talking to this guy. That guy's probably gonna be a damn astronaut. I can't. Shit, dude. Are you kidding? It's not like they can't use one right about now.
Right?
I mean, fuck, man. Thanks for cutting the NASA budget.
Hey, tell you what, though, you need regular Joe Schmoes going up there.
Fucking A, we're going.
Sign me up.
Seriously, man. I would like to be like, if I went down in history books. Like, I would want to be the first guy that ever died on another planet. I mean, not, like, died, like, got hurt and got killed, but, like, lived on another planet and died there. On another world than what I was born on.
If I die while claiming another planet, that's good. That's fine.
That's good, too. Like, yeah.
That is a good death.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, Batman.
Fucking just diving through the atmosphere.
Oh. No, but
fire
imagine
all around you.
Imagine
everything shaking. Yeah. You don't know what the hell's going on.
Oh.
How much longer it's gonna be?
Yeah, man.
You finally hit the ground and capsule pops open. You're out, dude. That's it. Go do it.
Yeah,
shoot something. Like some make it happen.
You little blue people are fucked.
Big, small, it don't matter.
People just showed up.
We've got ordnance.
We are gonna be the assholes of the galaxy. You
I
know
can't.
It. We are, like, you know, we're going to be at the intergalactic fucking four-way stop, and, like, two other aliens are waiting to go, and they're like, oh, shit, it's the Americans. No, it'll be like... No, it'll be like more, it's the Earthlings.
Oh,
here come the humans. You know, they are real fucking pricks. Just last year, they blew up the whole planet of Galvatron.
Whole thing.
Just because they wanted to put in a Walmart. You fucking pricks. Always thinking of themselves.
Always!
Always.
Tell you.
See the next time they get a Christmas frog from the Gorma Confederacy. I tell you this. All hail Gormark.
Back to you, yeah, Tim.
Speaking of a long journey, man, let me tell you, on the way over here, on the turnpike, it's 70 miles per hour, that's the speed limit, and I was cruising along at a nice, steady 63 miles per hour behind the Suzuki, whatever the fuck.
Suzuki? Wait, is that one of like them sidekicks, a little boxy imitation of a...
Sure.
SUV.
I don't know. I don't care. I never really looked at those seriously and said, yeah, that's totally something I would try.
I thought they just made motorcycles. How much I saw a car and I was like, what's that?
Right? They just added two wheels to it.
I think they're out of business now.
Couldn't tell you. Anyway.
No, Isuzu is, though.
Are they?
Remember Isuzu? Yeah.
Oh, I feel sorry for all five of those Axiom owners.
No. Remember the commercial? Remember the commercial they used to have when it used to go...
Dude, he did a backflip off a freaking steel beam.
But remember how they used to say Zuzu? He'd be like, Izuzu.
Yeah.
It was like
all serious and stuff. Dude, it's a Zuzu. Who cares?
No, but see, they couldn't say it like that, because instead of like that, it would project weakness. They had to say it like samurais.
Well, nobody drove your car, Izuzu. Bro. They still don't.
They make good trucks, though. Those Isuzu trucks lasted forever. There was always little fuckers riding around in them.
There still is.
So many lowriders.
Dude, I'm serious. They still are around. They just all over the place. Anyway, so I'm behind this Suzuki, whatever the fuck. And this guy is having a hard time staying in his lane. Let me tell you, he's weaving in and out. And I was... Part of me felt it was the responsible thing to do to stay behind him and make sure... I got to see whatever would happen if he got into an accident.
A safe distance behind him, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Safe enough for me to, you know, slam on the brakes. I'll see it coming anyway. Right. I'll be like, well, I'll be waiting for it. Just, yeah, there it goes. Oh, yeah. I'm, you know, slightly putting on the brake. And, you know, meanwhile, of course, with his strange center of gravity being the vehicle that it is, you know, that thing, as soon as it leaves the ground, skids, it's gonna be tumbling.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and not just a normal, like...
No, like bowling for cars.
Like, yeah, like, seriously, it'll be, like, flipping through the air.
You know, but...
And I really wanted to make sure I got a good seat.
Yeah, for sure. Like, if you see that happening, and you have your phone out... That's YouTube gold. Bodies flying everywhere. Fucking
yeah, I'm telling you,
fiery crashes, screaming.
I need one of those smartphones, dude. I get pictures. Sure, I
can
take.
Yeah, well, pictures you can sell to the Inquirer, but you know you can put that shit out on YouTube. Yeah. If there's one thing people like on YouTube, it's watching other people get hurt that aren't them.
Amen.
Right? You know, like when you see some guy.
I wonder what it would look like if somebody ran face first into us, like. Street side. Oh, wait.
There's
they
YouTube.
Got it on YouTube.
No, and I love when people make fucking absolute retard fools of themselves and think it's cool.
It's the best.
Wait a minute. Well, was that one you were talking to me about today on YouTube? With the guy that wants to be a tranny?
I think his name's Maurica.
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 Hell yeah.
It was like one of those dating videos where somebody talks about themselves and what they're looking for and... In a significant other, or potential significant other.
Mm.
And this guy cracks me up. He's looking for a white boy from Westchester to pay for his tits.
Yeah.
And I mean,
at least he's got goals. that doesn't happen in this world often. He knows what he wants. He's going after it.
Good for him. Good for him.
I hope he finds his dreams.
If he was acting, dude, he's a hell of an actor. Because let me tell you, I was very convinced. I was like, yo, this guy is for real. He really wants a white boy from Westchester.
So tell me, like, because you saw it. You were telling me about it. So tell me how, like, how's this guy go down again? Because you did it really good. Like, you were like... Oh, come on. You did it so good. It was hilarious. It made me believe in this guy. Like, I wanted to, like, see him get his boobs. I was rooting for him. It was kind of like Rudy, except he was trying to get tits. Instead of win football.
Nah. I'm good.
Are you serious? You're not going to do it? Yes, it's no, so good.
It. No,
oh, come on, dude. You can't leave these people hanging. You got to do it.
Look it up yourself.
No, do it. Just come on. It's so good. Don't doubt yourself. It's fantastic. It's good comedy. Come on, man.
Cameraman says something. And Shim Mariko. said, oh, where are you from? And he's like, I'm from Westchester. He's like, oh, no shit, you from Westchester? That's what I'm looking for. That's it. I don't know what it is. Every time somebody pulls it up on their phone, man, everybody is just like crying. They're laughing so hard. Because this dude's hilarious. And he's talking about like, how P.E. was awkward for him in high school, because, like...
He's a baller.
Yeah. he rocked the freaking basketball court, like, as she's... He's talking about... I don't even know what to call
it. Look, the proper term is it's a tranny. It's transsexual.
Okay.
It's transsexual. So this tranny... I mean, that's not the politically correct term. I'm sure if you walked up and were like, hey tranny, what's up?
It's, yeah, I said it. So this tranny,
I'm
right?
Just trying to, I'm just
this tranny can bowl. Let me tell you.
This tranny can bowl. Both. Yeah. Anyway, so... But didn't you say, like, she tore up the basketball court?
Yeah, yeah. As she's, you know, doing her little video thing, they're showing clips of her
and then,
playing
and then she, basketball. And then she goes... Then she asked the cameraman if he liked ass pussy.
Yeah. Yeah, the tranny said that.
So you like ass pussy?
You like ass pussy? Like, totally straight
Yo,
face.
I keep it clean. I clean it. It's nice and clean for you.
Dude, totally straight face when this tranny asked that. It's really hard to say this tranny instead of he or she.
I am, but well, I mean, technically he. It's a quandary. Well, he doesn't have his tits yet, so now he's just a cross-dresser. So he's a cross-dresser.
Wannabe.
He's a wannabe. He's a wannabe tranny.
He starts the video off, he's like, I am a woman trapped in a man's body, but that's not my fault, okay? That's Jesus Christ's mistake.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me that, yeah.
That's the Lord's problem.
That's the Lord's problem. Basically, like, Jesus fucked up and didn't give this bitch a vagina, and now she's fucking angry about it. I'm getting my tits, damn it. I just need to find me a white boy from Westchester.
I think that's why it's funnier every time I watch it, because...
Professor X,
while I'm laughing my ass off at a certain part, I miss something else. And, like, the whole thing is just hilarious start to finish. Yeah. So, like, when I see something that I've already seen before, I'm like, okay, that is funny. I chuckle a little bit, but then I hear the next part, and then I just freaking lose it again. And I lose the part, like, right after that, which I was still laughing about the first time I listened to it. Laughing about the first part. If that makes any sense.
You don't even listen. The next time you see her, she said Professor Xavier School for Gifted Children in Westchester. And all of a sudden the music plays, and all the X-Men are running, and she sticks her head up from underneath Charles's blanket. Yo, I found him! Wolverine's like, son of a bitch. And George Takei's like, oh my. What? I got my titties.
Oh, you're from Westchester? Holy shit!
That's what I'm looking for.
That's what I'm looking for. That's it.
I only handle mutants. Well, I'm something like a mutant. I need tits to make the full transformation. Transnation. Are they boys or are they girls? Who gives a shit? They've got tits.
Hey.
As hard as we did it, that one. That's
If not, this is very embarrassing.
No, it's not. It's hilarious. I'm telling you, though. I bet you there's a whole bunch of dudes out there that that if their friends weren't around and they were drunk and whatever, and this chick came up at the bar and was like, "Hey," they'd be like, "You've got kind of a gruff voice. It's smooth." They'd be like, "Yeah, you like it." You know,
I can't even make noise when I laugh. I'm just laughing silently.
Because you know if their boys weren't around, like if they were by themselves.
Douchebag.
But if they were by themselves, you know? And she was like, "Let's get the fuck out of here." He's gonna be like, "Alright. Hey, let's fuck with the lights on." "No, let's not." Kids, and that's why you always check under the skirt. Watch Crocodile Dundee. You know what I'm talking about.
Hey, he was a pro.
He's like, "She's a Sheila." He grabs up her skirt. Because I guess a Sheila in like Australia is a trainee, I guess.
I think that's just a female or
no. No, I think a Sheila. I think they call a Sheila.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so like, she's a Sheila. Girl grabs out of there. "That's not a knife. That's a cock."
"That's no knife."
Yo, remember when he catches that guy doing cocaine? And he goes, "That's not how you do it." "Well, we show how we do it in Australia." He throws open this pot of boiling water, and he dumps all the coke in there, and he puts a napkin or a towel over the guy's head and tells him to breathe in and out. He thinks he's got a cold. He's trying to get vapor into him. He throws $100 of cocaine. Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that part.
That was the same party where he grabbed the Sheila.
Last time I saw any one of those 12 movies...
What 12 movies?
Dude, how many did they make?
They made 3, I think.
3?
Yeah, it was Crocodile Dundee.
Are you sure?
Crocodile Dundee. I almost said Crocodile Hunter, but... Yeah. He got killed by a stingray. What a way to fucking go. Did you ever see him going that way? I didn't. I don't think anybody did.
I knew it was going to be, like, while filming something. Yeah, well...
But didn't you just picture one of the crocodiles grabbing him and rolling
through the water? That's the reason why I watched that show, though.
I think that's why everybody watched it.
I was like, dude, why, this guy's going to get so fucked up by this animal right now. Like, super deadly venomous snakes, and he's just, like, poking at him.
Yes, like, as you can see...
It's very like, agitated.
It's very pissed off right now.
I can see it's agitated, bro. Back up!
And this joke is a great big one. He exaggerated and show his hands all big, and I kept waiting for that python to just grab a hold of his leg and zip him. By crikey, she's got me. And they find him in the belly, just like a little lump in this big ass python. Now that I pictured happened to him. But getting stuck in the chest by a fucking stingray, that's weak sauce, man. How many people have that happen to him? Like, none.
Like him.
Like, yeah. He's like the only one. Yo, I watched a video of a killer whale take a fucking kid off the damn shoreline.
That sounds incredible.
I'll show you when we get done with this podcast. Yo, the family's out there at the beach, like Alaska or something. They're out there on the beach, and the boys by the water are looking at these seals. Fucking great white comes up out of the water, dude, and takes him and one of the seals and sucks him back out of the water, and he's gone. They drop the camera and they're running out there. He's fucking blink of an eye, gone. Yeah, bro.
That's heavy.
You're a parent, man. You're watching that shit. Scarred for life. Like, you're by the water enjoying your fucking vacation. You're probably one of them Alaskan cruises. You're out there on one of them excursions enjoying it. Your kid's out there looking at the seals, having a magical time. Killer whale comes along. SeaWorld, bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's over.
Like, you're just thinking, oh, he's going to have such great fond memories of this day. Yeah. No, the hell he's not.
No. He's chum.
Bye. my tummy doesn't mean a friendly guy.
No, no. No, that kid is floating in the water in several pieces. You know what I mean? Like, fucking A, man. That's on video. I mean, just... Wham.
How did it get posted? Who was videotaping? Was it the family that was
there? Yeah.
So, what are they doing posting that shit?
I guess they wanted to make people aware.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know, like, hey, don't... If there's sea lions out there, watch them from a distance, because there's fucking whales in them near water. You know? Like, fucking A, man. That's crazy, dude. That's nuts. I couldn't deal. So anyway, oh man, the guy that fell from space and shit reminded me of some other crazy shit that I saw on the internet. In Bizarre Magazine on the website, there's this pinup girl, and for the life of me, I can't remember her name.
It doesn't even matter, bro.
But she's got two working vaginas side by side.
Two of them, one on the left, one on the right. Yeah. She said it looks like a yin-yang.
Yeah.
I don't care who gets pissed off about that pronunciation.
Yeah.
Just putting that out there. If it bothers you, lick balls.
I don't even know what you're talking about. The no, yin-yang?
Like, apparently the yang is supposed to be pronounced like yung or something. It's an A.
Get the fucking out of here.
It's an A, dude.
Look, we're Americans. We don't ever get anything right. I'm not apologizing for that. Fucking, honestly, I mean, we say yin-yang. Some Japanese guy's like, it's yin-yang. Yeah, I bet you're yin-yang all the fucking time. Who cares? Don't give a shit. Yeah. go get a pair of used panties out of the fucking vending machine and call me later, you fucking weirdos. Japanese people are weird.
You know, they'll get upset and they'll be like, I will. And they do.
I like them. They're cool. They're a fascinating culture, but they are a strange bunch.
That panty sniffing, it's huge over there.
It's huge, but they don't talk about it, because like, I was listening on the internet, I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts, and they were talking about how they kept asking people about it when they were over there, and people wouldn't tell them where the vending machines were at. It was kind of like, we don't like to admit that we smell all the naked panty people. You know? These are panties are very dear to us, and we do not like to expose them to outsiders. You are mine, your priest. Akira. You're like, you and your friend may not pass. You shall not pass. We got the used panty sacred machine with our lives. Only we shall sniff their glorious fumes and bathe in their essence. All of a sudden it just turned into Big Trouble in Little China. These are your friends? You're already starting to piss me off, Jack Burton. Fuck you, Quilo. Oh, man. We've been enjoying some brews here. It's been a good night.
Just a few.
Watched a great football game. My Buccaneers.
Ate some delicious pizza.
Kicked their asses of the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, it was a given, man. Chiefs versus the Buccaneers, you got bows and arrows versus cannons. Oh, fuck. Hey, only General Custer lost with that. That was one out of how many? Fucking A, man. Oh, we were talking about the chick with the vaginas, dude. We got off topic. Anyway, she's got these two vaginas, and what happens is it happens to one in every, like was it 3 million people? 3 million women?
I don't
recall. And basically what happens is one fallopian tube goes to one, and then the other fallopian tube goes to the other. So they both get fed eggs. Now, I'm not sure, like, if, like, she was getting DP'd by, like, twin brothers or something, and they both came, and she was ovulating in each one, she could technically have twins by two different dads. Right?
I'm still putting my mind around the logistics of putting two dicks and two vaginas that are side by side.
But imagine brothers that come from the same womb that are only half brothers. Right? Yeah. Imagine a world where every girl has two vaginas. One on the left and one on the right. Right?
I'd definitely be more active in dating.
Stay away from the girls.
I don't give a shit. I'd probably play fewer video games. Yeah.
stay away from the girls that have double popcorn. Double popcorn vagina.
Oh, no. I'm telling you, the popcorn in one and yeah. black licorice in the other.
Yeah. Oh, that's a no
those
sale.
Would be on the black
list. No sale. No, not doing it. Nope.
Not even a little bit.
Nope.
Wouldn't even make jokes about it. Like, right now, very serious. Very serious phase right now.
Oh, man, so I've been playing Dishonored, and wow, fantastic. Super good. I mean, it's the storyline is great. Bethesda's done a great job. Controls are very responsive. Everything's flowing good, man. And the storyline's fantastic. The powers are very unique, very cool. Where you can basically teleport from one place to another because you move really fast and possess animals like rats and fish to get into tight places.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, dude, the combat's very exciting. The moves tight are places. Cool. Tight places. Yeah. I'm going to possess your twat.
Sorry, I'm still thinking about that. Oh, the two vaginas.
Two vaginas.
Dude, man. I'd play with that little piece of skin in the middle.
Yeah, she said there's like an extra little
that little fucker.
I wonder though, dude, I wonder, does one get the period before the other one does?
I don't, oh.
No, because like seriously, if the other one had its period, but the other side didn't, right?
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
Yeah.
It's all month long.
Right, so you just spray a little Febreze on the right side, right above the top, you know? Not directly on, just right above the top, a little Febreze. And you can... And you can still go down on the other side, because it's all good. Yeah. So, like, they can have clibberies. You just play right above the clit. You know? It's your twat not so fresh? Clibberies. Now he will fuck you. Clibberies.
And lipstick.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can honestly say that's something I've not seen.
No, but it'd be great.
Lipstick on the lips.
No.
I've never seen it.
That would be funny.
That would be hilarious. You take a picture of that making a mouth on something? Have it superimposed?
Who's that? That's my friend Roast Beef Lips.
I'm always getting made fun of because of these roast beef lips.
They just flap in the breeze.
Embarrassing.
Oh god, man! Imagine like kissing.
Hey, roast beef lips. What do you want?
Imagine like
gets pegged in the eye with a rock.
Every kiss this guy ever has is awkward. Because they go to pull away, and there's like. There's like. 4 more inches of pull away. They're like, okay. So this date's been nice, and no, it's okay. I got the one kiss. You know, I don't need the other one. And I'll call you.
Meanwhile, the hair's just along their hairline, yeah. Like pulled forward.
Oh, man. Seriously.
Roast beef lips.
Oh, roast beef lips.
Beef curtains.
Beef curtains. I'm sorry, but if
Bat
I ever...
wings.
Yeah, if I was ever getting down with a girl and, like, she had one of them, like, overly gigundo labia that just hung down, and it was all sloppy looking. I would be...
Basically looking like hamburgers.
Right, I would be more worried that, like, I'd get down there and it would all be a dream and it'd really be like a face sucker from Aliens and it would just wrap around my head and put something in.
Dude, that's terrible. You think these things?
No, I mean, just saying.
I was going to say, man, that's a hell of a phobia.
No. I'm saying I've never really encountered, like, one of big, giant, flappy tents.
Wait,
that
which one?
Going on
the,
down there.
The flappy vagina or the face hugger?
Both.
Which one have you not encountered?
Well, both, because the face hugger's not real. But I'm saying, like...
Don't ever say that.
It's not real.
You don't know that.
But it has a vagina. Look, have you ever noticed all the sexual stuff that's in Geiger's stuff for that movie?
Oh, there's tons of it.
Like, the damn alien opens its mouth and basically sticks a cock into your mouth.
Yeah,
is what it is.
The dick mouth coming out of the mouth.
Right.
It's a dick with a mouth on it.
Right. And then the fucking face sucker is a damn freaking vagina, bro. Like, it looked the whole fucking inside of
it. It's two palms, basically, like, fanned out.
But the inside?
With a vagina in the middle.
Yeah.
And a long, like, whippy tail.
Yeah, that wraps around your throat.
Ugh.
Yo, it's just fucking disgusting to think about.
Hops around and shit.
We saw the one in Prometheus.
No, actually, I didn't finish that movie. Thank you.
No. But there's just a little... It's in the beginning. It's that little thing that goes through those guys' masks.
I didn't even see that far.
Holy shit, man. You didn't get that?
No, I didn't. I didn't get very far at all.
I'm about to put that shit on in a little while.
All right, good.
Because yeah, because we'll finish that, dude. That fucking movie was rad, man. And they're going to do a sequel, they said, that's in the
thing.
Yeah, we
go watch some Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah, Walking Dead. Season 3. Yeah, season premiere tonight, baby.
Premiere tonight, buddy.
Hell yeah, man. Robert Kirkman's freaking...
zombies.
Yeah, man.
Hopefully.
The prison, man.
Sorry, walkers.
The prison. Yo, I just got done playing the 4th installment of the video game today on Xbox Live, and I gotta fucking tell you, man. That game just sucks me in, like...
Roller coaster of
emotions. It's emotional, man. Like, you get into it, and you're in that character's mind, because that is you. You're playing that guy. So it's like... every choice you make is hopefully one that you would decide to do in there, given the time that you have to make that decision. If you play like anybody that really wants to play that game as themselves, you know, become that avatar.
Yeah.
And you almost, the game doesn't give you almost any other choice the way you feel for Clementine. Because without her, that game is nothing. That game is garbage.
Basically the object, well, I can't say the object of the game because... I don't know that just yet, but the way I've been playing the game, there's this little girl you have that I look after. Mm-hmm. Everybody looks after her in their game, regardless what decisions they make. But it's decisions they make that decide what happens in later chapters.
Yeah, and how people feel about you.
And let me tell you, this little girl, I am so emotionally invested in this piece of coding. It's ridiculous. Like, mm-hmm. I really don't want anything bad to happen to her.
No.
I'm so very deeply concerned about her well-being, and it's a scary world, you know?
Like, oh, dude.
The things you encounter in that game, it tugs at your heartstrings. It gave me goosebumps. There were a couple times I jumped out of surprise.
Oh, yeah.
I busted a few tears. Well, man, I cried a little bit.
There's
some very touching moments in that game.
You literally decide who lives and who dies in certain parts of that game. You know, the choices you make directly or indirectly lead to whether or not somebody lives or dies. And that's on you. And that's very... It hits home in a way that, like... I don't think any other game where, like, if you were just, like, Left 4 Dead, where you're just killing zombies, you know?
Yeah. Each character actually has tons of character. They have their own identities.
And like, the world lives. Like, you feel the weight of that world when you're playing it. You feel the desperation. Telltale Games has really taken the bar really high for something like this, especially one of those click-and-play, role-playing kind of deals. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's really what it is. It's just a click-and-play. Like, you could... That game, it would be easy to play on a computer.
It's easy to play on an Xbox.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, because it's just a click. It's just, you know, click.
Yeah.
But, like, it's done so well.
The voiceovers... Seriously, I think every other game studio out there, game development studio...
Yeah, needs to take a cue.
Needs to take a few notes on how these people did their voiceovers.
Because absolutely.
The acting in it is just, it's A+.
Dude, it's phenomenal.
It's very cinematic. It's like you're watching a movie. Sometimes I put the controller down and I'm just sitting there comfortably like I'm watching
a
TV
during a long conversation?
I realize when something's going on the screen, I'm like, ooh, I better pick up the controller.
Yeah, there's been a time where I've almost got, like, you know, whacked because I didn't realize the cinematic was going to end so abruptly because I was so in to what was going on that, like, I got detached from, you know, what was really happening. Because I was so involved in the drama in the game. And when a game can make you feel such a range of emotions, you know, I don't know how anybody can question whether video games are art, you know?
Whoever does question that is an idiot. Yeah, I said it.
Yo, no, seriously, they're idiots. Well, because it's already been classified now as an art. Like, it's in the Smithsonian as an art. So, like,
The people that are still holding out are like these old...
I did not know that.
Yeah. I got pictures of it when I went to Washington. I'll have to show you. Oh, yeah. I was playing all the old systems. You had them on display. And yeah, man, it was really cool. The dates of when they came out. And it was a small exhibit, though.
That's, no, that's
but
cool
it was
still.
Rad. But it was rad, yeah.
I want to go.
It was cool, man. I didn't get to spend as much time at the Smithsonian as I really wanted to. I wanted to go to the Natural History Museum, and I wanted to go to... like, so many different things, but we didn't have enough time to do everything. But I did go to the Lincoln Memorial. I got badass pictures of that. I went to the Washington Monument, which... dude, just to be there, just to be in that town, you know, being such a history buff, it was amazing. You know, I know it's just a place to everybody else, but when you don't live in your nation's capital, you're not nearby, and you do go there, it's something that's really awe-inspiring. I mean, you can walk... we walked by the White House... and saw it, you know, and saw, like, all the guards and everything. I mean, it's like, security is ridiculous.
Oh, I bet.
Like, there's whole things, like, they have these blockades and stuff like that, where, like, they have guard posts on the streets and stuff like that. Yeah, it's no joke, man, and we're constantly seeing military helicopters flying around and landing. Air Force Two landed behind the White House while we were walking by. That was pretty cool. The reflecting pool was drained in front of the Lincoln Memorial because they were doing maintenance and actually, you know, handling stuff. But other than that, man, it's absolutely beautiful. The cherry blossoms were in full bloom in April, like
what?
Everywhere. I got so many good pictures. I went to the War Memorial, went to the Vietnam Memorial, World War II Memorial. Got to walk around all that. That, you know, it's just it fills you with a sense of pride. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And everywhere you walked, like, you know, like, we were there for the Reason Rally, which was the atheist rally in Washington, and then right behind us was the Tea Party. Yeah. Woo-woo, atheists. It was, you know, that was a really cool rally, so we had a lot of good music and a lot of good speakers, but then right behind us was the Tea Party protesting in front of the state building, the Capitol building.
Like, were they throwing tea?
No, it wasn't that kind of party. No, but they were protesting there, but it was just, like, it was something to see that, like, everywhere you look, there were people that, you know, were still fighting causes and doing things. And...
why do they hate? Put the hate block us out.
Well, no. What I'm saying is there were still people fighting for causes and doing things they believed in, and it was good to see that, like, you know, that spirit, no matter what side of politics that you're on, that spirit of... you know, we're always going to change things. We're never happy with what we have. We're going to make it better. We're going to find a way to make it better. And that's what we're going to do. And, you know, we may have lost our way along the bit as a country and stuff, but I think we'll get it back. I think we'll get moving again. And the rest of you better stand back and watch, because it's going to be fucking awesome. America!
Yeah!
Fuck yeah! Hell yeah. But, yeah, cheers, mate. Yeah, so... but getting, you know, getting back to lighter things, it was a good trip, man. I had a good time. I went on my cruise and shit. We did that. That was a lot of fun. But D.C. was cool, man. It was a happening town. Maryland was pretty cool. We stayed in Bethesda. Dude, when I went down in the subway system, it was like Fallout 3, dude.
Oh, yeah?
All the same maps, all the same tunnels, everything. Dude, it looked the domes and everything were identical. Bathrooms, everything.
That's crazy.
Yeah, dude. Like, it was like, holy shit. Like, when the lights would flicker, like, when the trains were going through, it started to, like, you know, in my mind, flick into, like, Fallout looking. Yeah. It was like... and I could see, like, you know, like, the freaking... those undead little bastards down there, those freaking zombie things. What were they called?
I don't know, but I was taking care of them with a freaking rifle, dude.
Remember the glowing ones?
I was a
rifleman
in that game. I stayed from a distance. I used very little ammo.
Yeah.
Headshots.
Yeah.
It's like boom headshot.
No,
boom,
man. Headshot. I had a mini nuke.
Boom headshot. Oh yeah, those were sexy.
Fat boy. Those, yeah. Fat boys, dude. When those big ass giants would come along, dude.
I never got to see one.
The Goliath.
Never.
I killed one. I got the achievement for it.
Lucky.
Dude, you in the storyline, you have to go through that to get to where you're going. To meet Three Dog, that giant. You have to fight one.
Fighting a giant?
Yeah, when you go to visit Three Dog at the radio station, you have to fight a giant.
Like, right outside the radio
station? Right outside the radio station before you ever meet him. There's the, what are those armored guys called?
you know, the guys that have the battle armor, the mechanical, the Brotherhood of Steel.
Brotherhood,
yeah. There's those Brotherhood of Steel guys out there, and they got it, they're fighting it, and you show up, and you have to, like, lend a hand.
Yeah, you were helping them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that thing was, like, taller than buildings, man. That thing was fucking huge.
Yeah, that fight took a while, dude. I was stuck in and out of buildings, like...
Yo, but
they were idiots. They stayed right in front of it. Like,
yeah,
dude,
no,
you got,
I know.
You've got firearms.
Yeah, they got laser guns.
Dude, you got some range. You would have.
Yeah. Well, dude, remember the really smart one? What was the really smart one's name that followed you around as your partner?
Wow, it's been a while.
Oh,
since
man,
I played that game.
That was such a good game, man.
It was. It really was.
It was fantastic.
Now the drab atmosphere, it really
dragged on.
It was a little much. I can understand. Realistically, it really would look like that.
Yeah.
But often a time I play video games to live vicariously through the characters on screen that I'm playing as. In this game, I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to be in that world for very long, like extended periods of time.
It was a harsh world, man.
I'd hop in, I'd do like maybe a couple side quests just to get some XP and like... I was like, that's it. I gotta play something a little brighter, a little happier.
Not me, though. I was fucking head first into that, and I never got out. I mean, I was playing Maritza, too, man. She was doing it. I was head first in that thing, dude. I was in that game. I played that game all the time. That game was... I had every expansion. Like, and the expansions got a little more colorful, which was cool. And then when New Vegas came out, New Vegas was definitely a step in the right direction as far as color scheme. It wasn't bland. Like, yeah, there were desert parts and stuff like that, but then there was also snow-swept mountain areas that you were at with real trees. And,
oh, neat.
Yeah, stuff that hadn't been affected. And there was like, running water through the dam and the river and everything like that. I mean, it was a lot more varied environments. And plus you had, you know, Vegas, where it was all lit up, and you had all the hookers and the hotels and the crazy shit. And
you had me at hookers.
Yo, there's a robot hooker. You have to go get her a part and stuff like that. Actually, it's a guy.
What?
It's a sex droid, though. And he's like, I forget what he's called, like Mr. Vibebot or something. Anyway, you have an option when you fix him to test him out.
Pathetic.
Yeah. So you have an option to test him out, though. Because there's a customer at one of the brothels that wants to, like, you know, have this bot. And it's a specialty item and he's willing to pay a lot. So, like, but you have an option once you bring it back to life to try it out. And basically, it's fucked up too, because basically they turn off the lights and whatever, and this little robot is fucking you in your ass.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know that's
what
was
going to happen. It's not a receiving robot.
No.
It's a picture.
Like, yeah, dude, I picked the option because I was like, oh, wow, what the hell is this? Let's see what the hell this is. Like, because come on, you're not going to not pick that option. Just to see what the robot's going to do.
No, I would definitely pick the hell out of that option.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
Because, you know, I'd be thinking it's a receiving robot, and I'm going to get mine.
No, but Bethesda flips the script on you, though. They change that shit around.
They don't just flip the script. They flip you around.
She's a Sheila. We're going to pause the station identification. So, man, I got to tell you. We were just talking as we went to go get those beers. Went outside for a little bit, stared up, saw some little meteorites zipping through the atmosphere.
Well, you saw them, I didn't get to see any of them.
I know, I tried, bro, but they're so fucking fast. I was like, dude, look, oh, fuck. Dude, look, oh, fuck. But, it just, we were just talking about how, like, I don't care what happens, you know, what we have to do. Like, if they want people to go to the moon and mine stuff, like, I'm there. They want me to sweep the fucking floors on a space station.
Sign me up.
I'm there. I don't care what it is. You tell me I can go to another planet and I'll fucking blow people to get there. I'll fucking do it. I don't care.
I'll go to space to be a professional fluffer.
Yeah, I would be a Martian fluffer if that's what it took. Like, I'd be the guy that cleans up the jizz after the porno shoot if I could get to space. I'm sorry, dude. Fuck it. I'm gonna go. Regardless, like, I want to be able to save enough money for when there's actually commercial flights going on the regular to go.
Oh, yeah.
In my lifetime, I want to be like, yeah, I went to space. I look down on Earth from out of our atmosphere.
I want to help build the base that the airport or spaceport, rather, that it's headed to.
Well, one of the fantastic things NASA is talking about with the moon base, building it into a crater and going down into the caverns of the moon, because the moon, when the astronauts landed on it, the moon rang for like 10 minutes, like a bell.
Really?
Yeah, man. Like, they're thinking the moon is like hollow. Like, there's just, it's just like a network of tunnels and almost like imagine a lava rock mm-hmm. with all the little holes and tubes and whatever.
Okay.
But just imagine a whole sphere like that of just networks of tunnels and open spaces and caverns, and you could literally turn
control.
Well, you could literally turn the moon itself into the base. Like, eventually we could have bases inside the entirety of the inside of the moon, whole habitats sheltered from the harsh solar radiation and all that stuff, man.
Very cool.
Right? And I think that those possibilities right there, and not only that, but it's kind of like a way out of a disaster. So say if like a meteor or a huge asteroid comes and hits the Earth. Well, if we have a population living outside of the Earth, humanity continues.
Fool you.
Yeah. But no, like, literally, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when.
Yeah.
You know, so if we don't become a two-planet species, not good. Odds of survival diminish.
Yep.
You know, the more places we occupy, the more real estate humanity is able to live on, the more survivable we are to a natural disaster on our home planet.
And the more planets we have, the more babies we can make.
Right. And the human race just keeps on marching.
And fucking.
Fucking.
And marching, killing things. Oh, that's another thing I want to do.
Killing like, things.
I want to do it so bad it gives me a hard on. I want to go into space and kill things.
Yeah, well, I wasn't the only
one. Put me on another planet with a weapon in hand and just, you know, say, kill that. I will do it.
Yeah, man. Like, in reality, those little blue aliens on Pandora would have never had a chance.
No.
Not really.
No.
That was a nice, cute story that James Cameron put together.
Yeah, adorable.
But really, those fucking natives would have been fucking toast. Their little living planet would have been mine. It would have been a barren wasteland when we got done with it, and that's what I'm talking about. The whole galaxy going, fuck, it's the humans.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Humanity, coming up to fuck up your galactic backyard in about 200 years.
Up yours, galaxy.
Yeah, up yours, galaxy. Here we come. I mean, people are not going to like us. I bet you there is a lot of civilizations out there that are fucking way more advanced than us, that have, like, gone beyond this fucking petty squabbles that we have down here, and they're just like, you know, back on Earth, they actually hate each other because they're different colors. Can you imagine that? Yeah. And because another man wants to poke another man in his rectum, they get all bothered.
Can you imagine? Savage.
The gall. They even look down when you fuck a donkey.
What's I'd a donkey? Enjoy fucking donkey.
What's a donkey? It's some sort of pack animal. I mean, they would send their school on field trips to watch. They probably do. That's what all these aliens are, man. They people are like, they're not getting abducted. You know, they're part
they're
of like
on field
a, they're on a field trip. They're suspended in like a suspended animation thing, and the teacher's walking the class around. Now, children, what is this? It's a human. You know, like, and what do we do to humans? Avoid them at all possible. Like, you know.
Avoid them. At all avoid them. We will.
Yeah. Like the plague, which we are. We will show up on your planet, use your resources, and then we'll move on.
Just kind of rolls off the tongue. Plague.
Yeah. We will kick some galactic ass because that's all we know how to do.
That's all we know how to do.
We've been, you know, the
We've
human
been kicking
race
each other's asses
for
long
so
enough.
Long. Time immemorial, human beings have been fucking killing each other. So if you think we're not going to show up to your planet and fuck it up,
you got another
Yeah. Apparently you haven't been. Yeah, you haven't been
Can
watching
you
us for the rest of them.
first time we go to dock with an alien space station, we got that on all Haley frequency. Got another thing coming. Go in there, guns blazing.
Either that or we put on Fuck the Police.
Coming straight from the underground.
Yeah.
We humans, we got it bad.
What do you mean we got it bad?
Because we're brown.
Oh, yeah, yeah, from the with
us. Yeah. We're some teenagers.
Yeah.
With a little bit of gold.
Because I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold in a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product. Thinking every human is selling narcotics.
You don't want to sell me death sticks.
Yeah.
I don't want to sell you death sticks.
Yeah. Our midichlorian counts off the chart, bitch. Oh, yo, man. Oh, my God. I almost forgot. Vanilla Ice Dude has a home improvement show on the DIY Network.
I'm sorry. It's... What?
Yeah. No. Home improvement show.
I'm trying to make sense of that last sentence. That just...
Okay, but he's not Vanilla Ice, though. He uses his real name, which he should have used Vanilla Ice. But... Because it's like, it's the Rob Van Winkle Home Improvement Show. And it's so funny because, you know, he really knows what he's doing.
Home Improvement with Rob.
But he's on there.
Take the sledgehammer to everything.
Yo, but he's on there and he sounds like Vanilla Ice, though. So he's like, yo, we're about to install these really cool windows right now. He's like, these windows here will save you 30% on your energy bills, and that's boom savings. He's like, so we're going to install these windows, and they're a little bit pricey, but they pay for themselves over time. So he knows what he's talking about. He just lays it down in like this super, you know, Vanilla Ice mode. And I keep waiting, like I'm waiting. I want it to really happen one day where he's like, all right, stop, collaborate, and listen. We're about to put a brand new fence in, angle these nails so they hold tightly, because I need a paycheck daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? I hope no. Vanilla Ice got a DIY show. Vanilla Ice Home Improvement.
Word to your mother.
Yeah. Anybody seen Shook Knight? I gotta get the fuck out of here.
You see, Rob, this house has a very nice balcony. I don't like balconies, yo.
I got dangled over a balcony one time. And I was right after...
That balcony's gotta come out.
Yeah. And I just did Ninja Turtles. It was a high for me.
Go, 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 go.
Ninja.
Go, scratch, go,
ninja,
scratch, go, scratch,
ninja,
go, scratch.
Rap. Ninja, ninja, rap. Go, ninja, go, ninja, go. Dude, you know what, though? Seriously, I don't know how he was even popular, because they would have called a brother out on that these days, because he looked just like MC Hammer. Same hair, yes, with like, a blonde streak in it, and them parachute pants.
Well, that's how he got big, was
he toured with Hammer.
Yeah, he toured with Hammer, but while he was on tour with them, they were like, hey, they kept introducing new things to his wardrobe, saying, hey, wear this. Hey, your dance steps, try this. Do this. And they were basically turning him into MC Hammer Jr.
while he was
on tour with him. And he was excited, man. He was young. He was on tour.
He was making money, doing what he loved. Yeah.
So he was just doing whatever they wanted him to.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very unfortunate that...
Did he have a little gold cap right here at one point?
He did.
Yo.
It's very unfortunate that it messed him up, like, as much as it did, but...
His stuff wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad, but, like...
The world wasn't ready.
Not even a little bit.
They had just... I mean, rap was still really new. Like, as far as its current iteration.
Yeah. I saw the show that he was on, where basically artists go and reinvent themselves and come back out and...
Right, when he did the rock thing?
Yeah. Well,
which was pretty badass, actually.
They said in order for him to... bring his career back, he had to make some changes. And he was like, oh, fuck that. I ain't changing nothing. I'm smoking weed. I'm doing drugs. I'm drinking alcohol. And I'm making music. Words to your mouth.
Yeah.
And, like, everything that they brought to him, that they presented him with, like, why don't you try this? You know, this, of course, everybody expects to see this from you. If you do this a certain way, or if you wear this kind of clothing, maybe you'll turn a few heads. He's like, nah, fuck that. I don't feel like wearing that.
Yeah.
Really, dude? And you claim to care about your career. Like, granted, there's no such thing as bad press, but there is such a thing as a douchebag that you don't really care to support.
Yo, can you imagine if the Hammer guest stars?
Oh.
Vanilla Ice fucks up, and Hammer goes, uh-oh.
Here comes the hand of a Hammer. He's like, here comes the Hammer.
Yeah.
Please, Hammer, don't hurt him.
It's Vanilla Ice and the Hammer on the DIY Network. That's what Ice Cold Hammer. You just put as many washed up rappers on that show as you possibly can. Also, co-starring DMX.
Stop. Stop.
Yeah.
Shut him down.
Open up a machine shop. Oh. No. Whoa. That's how them tools go. Fucking all of a sudden, Exhibit comes out with a show, Pimp That House. Alright, now what we gonna do right here is we gonna put a big old screen in the side of this wall. Nah, fuck that. The whole wall gonna be a screen. We gonna pimp this house.
You know, I loved watching Pimp My Ride because every episode,
yeah,
whoever's car it was, they had something about them, something that they did for the community. That was really nice. You know, oh, that's great. You know, fix up a car for a nice person, whatever. Let me tell you. Some of the shit he put in these cars was just ridiculous. He put, I think it was a...
fish tanks.
It was a popcorn popper.
Oh, yeah, popcorn popper.
In the back
popper.
Of a car. Are you fucking serious?
Yo, we put in your own custom popcorn popper. So when you got shit in the back seat, it'd be popping.
And he would say cheesy
shit like
that.
Yeah, I know.
So, I'm just thinking, if I were ever on that show...
He did that shit to me.
I would go to shake his hand for the camera.
Yeah.
And then, like, a couple seconds later, he'd go to draw his hand away, and I'd still be holding it. I'd pull him in close, and I'd be like, listen here, you. You put a fucking popcorn popper in the back of my car. We gonna have some problems, G shit. Yeah,
that's real talk, Exhibit.
That's real talk.
Real talk. You're like, wait.
I look at my car and I'm like,
Hold on. You gonna tell me you don't like that popcorn popper? That's state of the art, over Redenbacher edition. Motherfucker, that pop you some popcorn. You won't even need no fucking popcorn. It'll squirt the butter on it and everything, motherfucker. That shit is legit. You gonna like it for real?
I don't like it one bit. No,
I made it just for you. Exhibit is pissed off. Yeah, I told you about myself in the third person. I'm Exhibit.
They go to reveal the car to me. And I'm like, oh, that's incredible. That's awesome. I can't believe it's the same car. And I lean over towards them. I'm like, let's look at what it's got in it.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Walk over. Yeah. Open the door. I'm like, wow, that's great. It's got such an awesome sound system. It's got TVs and... yeah. And everything, GPS. Let's see what's in the trunk. I go to open up the trunk.
It's a dead hooker.
It's got a fucking cotton candy machine. Oh, yeah. Up in there. I would grab him so quick, throw him in the trunk. With his legs hanging out, of course. With his legs hanging out, of course. I would slam his fucking legs in the trunk.
I would get hurt.
As many times as I could. Until they were severed.
I couldn't make a decent rap album anymore, so I pimp rides.
Which is unfortunate. He actually had some pretty good songs that I liked.
Yeah, he had some good albums.
I liked his style, but... I'm only at peace having violent standoffs with the police.
Yeah, man.
Dude, that shit is raw.
That is raw. You know what, violent though? Look. You know what, though? And I gotta say this. I like Ice Cube. But, come on, dog. He went and made a hardcore rap album after he did Are We There Yet. Like, can you really be hard when you make the movie Are We There Yet? Can you really talk about gangbanging anymore and, like, riding out and doing drive-bys when you just made, like, $78 million on, like...
Yeah, you can. Because if you can make a song like, oh, I don't know, Natural Born Killers...
Yeah, Natural Born Killers.
I think you're basically a life card-holding member.
Yeah, but how do you go from Natural Born Killers to fucking children's movies? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Money Man?
Right, but I'm saying... If this were the 90s, and he did a children's movie, parents would have been flipping out.
They don't flip out about stuff like that anymore.
No, because it's common. It's like, there's a shock value wears off. It's like Marilyn Manson, Alice Cooper.
That, you know, that was very unfortunate that it wore off so quickly with Marilyn Manson.
It did because Christians moved on to homos.
Well, that was part of the draw for me, though. When I went to his shows, I was like, yeah, I can't wait to see all these protesters. And there was, like, two people. And, like, you know, they're holding the Bible. They're saying, you guys are going to hell. And, you know, this hot chick and goth would walk over and just kind of, like, knock the Bible out their hand. It was fun to laugh at them.
Well, I went to the UCF show during the Antichrist Superstar Tour. And they were protesters that one. That was the tour. That was when it was at its height, man. And they were out there, like, spitting on people and throwing rocks. And so, like...
Sounds like such a good time.
Right, but so who are the crazy people? The people paid to go see a show or the people out there spitting and throwing rocks? You know?
Hold on, give me a minute. Give me a minute.
Survey says the Christians. Cause
back
fuck
to you. That's why.
Yeah, man. Fucking nut jobs. Well, that's gonna about.
What can you do?
Yeah, that's gonna about wrap it up for tonight. I'm Jesse Shadooth.
I'm Kamal Altash.
We'll see you guys next week.